official report, U.S. airstrike. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. made the right call in taking out Iran's top commander in a hit in Baghdad.
It was the time to take this action so that we could disrupt this plot, deter further aggression from Qasem Soleimani and the Iranian regime, as well as to attempt to de-escalate the situation. The risk of doing nothing was enormous. Intelligence community made that assessment.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham told Fox News he was brought in the loop prior to the airstrike.
I was briefed about the potential operation when I was down in Florida. I appreciate being brought into the orbit. I really appreciate President Trump letting the world know you cannot kill an American without impunity. We will stand up for our people. And that is an absolutely essential message.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Congress was not consulted on the strike and demanded it be immediately briefed. She's called the airstrike a provocative act. I'm John Trout. The Senate returns to work today after the holiday break. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has more on what's anticipated.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to open the session by addressing the House's impeachment of President Trump. It is up to the Senate to conduct an impeachment trial once it receives the articles of impeachment from the House. Questions remain over when or if House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will deliver those articles to the Senate as she tries to use some leverage to secure ground rules for a fair trial. Democrats want witnesses to be called in the Senate trial, but Senator McConnell has made his views on that matter very clear. He says he sees no need for witnesses. He's also angered Democrats by declaring he is not impartial when it comes to the impeachment of Donald Trump. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
One of the largest evacuations in Australia's history is underway, ahead of hot weather and strong winds worsening devastating wildfires across the country. Oil prices are higher on Wall Street, stocks lower, the Dow off 220 points. I'm John Trout.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny and 69 the high today, 44 tonight, northeast wind at 10. For the weekend, 71 and sunny tomorrow, 44 tomorrow night, northeast wind at 5. Sunday, sunny and 73, 51 Sunday night. The opinions voiced in the show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, LPL Financial, and any other third party referenced in this show are separate entities.
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush here and my partner, George Davis. Good morning, George.
Morning, Tom. Happy New Year. Russ, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, buddy.
Third today. How long did we say that for?
What's that?
How long are you supposed to say Happy New Year for?
Until you've hit everyone you know.
Ah, there you go.
It's about an individual.
So what do you think about 2020, George? What are some of your thoughts on 2020?
Well, Tom, I got...
Didn't you predict that the guy from Iran was going to get killed? Was that part of your prediction?
That was not part of my prediction.
No, the general?
The general. you can tell the New Year started off with a bang. Get it? Not a dull moment in the world in investing. I know there's some effects on oil. quite a bit higher today. They're worried about some retaliation, the Strait of Hormuz, and who knows? I mean, market early on this morning was way down, but it looks like it's coming back up. So
yeah, it slid down a little bit, but not as much, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I like the headlines, though. It says it tumbled. Well, I looked at yesterday's headline to see if it did the other side of tumbling, which would be great growth or whatever, because we actually were up 330
right.
the day before.
Yeah,
Nothing said. But we go down 250 and it tumbles. what the heck, man?
Yeah. I was talking to Tom on the way over here, and I mean, that's just, in this day and age of technology and the things that we have, I never thought I would see something like that, you know? I mean, they pinpoint the guy, they send a drone in, and
nobody's at risk.
No one's flying. No, you know, American lives in danger. And there's nowhere the location is. And
you're not safe either, George.
No, so you know. Yeah, I'm not safe either. So
let's talk about a little brighter point here. Let's talk about 2019.
Oh yeah.
The numbers are in for the year. So excellent year on the stock market. I think a lot of people underexpected what the market would do. The NASDAQ was up 34.8. The S&P 500 was up 28.5. And the Dow was up 22%. So by all means, everyone's 401ks and such, IRA accounts should be higher, hopefully.
Everyone mm-hmm. looks like a hero right now, right? Everything you were invested in, pretty much.
Yeah. It's funny how people get excited, you know, when the market goes up, and I don't blame them, but sometimes that momentum carries on, and it could carry on a little too long. At some point, it does a correction, but
yeah. And predictions for this year, you know, based on what you just told me, we're not going to go back to back with 22-25% increases.
Well, you know, so I've been reading a bunch of stuff from different people, and you know, everyone has their opinion, but there are some people out there that are saying 20%.
Really?
But then there's other people that says, 20% negative. I mean, it's all over the map. But on average, the stuff that I've seen, which is a safe number, is 6-8%.
Yeah, that's what I've been reading, the single digits.
Yeah. They say that every year, though.
I know. because the averages are like 9, right?
Yeah, safe number.
Yeah.
So, one thing to keep in mind with the new year, and I had some clients that got reminded to do it, is you got to increase your 401k contributions if you're maxing them out, because the contribution limits went up by $500. So if you're under the age of 50, you can put down $19,500. Used to be $19,000. And then if you're over 50, you can add another $6,500. So basically, went up $500 if you're under 50 and $1,000 if you're over 50. So you know, a lot of people come to us when we do their planning and say, hey, you max out your 401k. Yeah, I am. And I put in $10,000 a year. But that was a contribution, you know, 15 years ago.
Oh.
But in their mind, they're maxing it out, because that's, you know,
mm-hmm.
when they started. So, anyways, stay on top of that.
Yeah, you mentioned 401k, Tom, and I'm going to sprinkle in some New Year's resolutions on this show. So if you have any for us or any great ideas, 344-5258, 344-KBLU. And with the way the markets were last year in 19, one good financial resolution or planning is to look at your 401k. And there's still people out there that maybe aren't even taking advantage of a 401k, even if there's a company match. So look at either starting a 401k, if you maybe you're only putting in 1% or 2% and the company match is somewhere between 4 and 6, make sure you take advantage of that. And then look at your 401k allocation. You know, the different asset classes. Tom mentioned the NASDAQ, which is the tech-heavy sector, was up 38%. The Dow, 22%, and the S&P. So U.S. has done very well last year, obviously. International, actually, surprisingly, did pretty well, too. It made a nice comeback in the second half. But take a look at your portfolio. Maybe bank some of those profits if you want to reallocate, and your equity side rebalance. If your equity side is a little bit heavy right now, you want to get into some bonds. Maybe you're like me and you're 54 and you want to get more into a balanced portfolio. Then now's the time to look at that.
And it's always easier to do it when things are good than doing it when things are bad. And you'd be amazed at I think some people hang on for the last, you know, dollar or last dime because the market could go up.
Mm-hmm.
And then when things get, you know, a little bit of a correction, they run for cover. So good time to do it on an upside, not a downside.
Yeah, people remember the downsides a lot more than they do the upsides. So you take, you know, take some off the table and get a little bit of profits there. Even if the market continues up, you look smart, but you look like a genius if you, you know, bank some of those profits.
They say, the old saying, a bird in the hand is worth more than two in the bush.
I think it's something like that, Tom, yeah.
Okay. Hey, let's talk a little bit about oil. So the stat is the world consumes about 100 million barrels of oil a day, which is pretty heavy. The United States, of that, consumes 21 million barrels. So about 20% of the oil is consumed by the United Americans. But this was the first time ever that the U.S. exported more barrels of oil and petroleum products for September and October than they've done in 70 years. Last time they did that was 1949. So oil is becoming a big, I know when the internet started out, no one knew what it was, and that whole industry blew up and took off, and then it kind of cratered again. But the energy sector is really taking a good stronghold in the United States, and that's going to add, you know, more jobs, more money. So anyway, that's a big contribution.
Yeah, that's the first. Last year was the first time we've had more export than import. Is that correct? First time in history?
I don't know the number for the whole year, but I know they said September, October, they had more export than import.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if it's close or that. But I do think the United States is the biggest producer of oil and natural gas out there, so that's, mm-hmm. that's kind of good.
And natural gas is pretty incredible. I know we've byproduct of the oil and the fracking, they actually had to burn it so that it's clean. They burn it into the air because there's so much.
So the other big shift, you know, in the world, you always look for different shifts that are happening. The other big shift is that the U.S. manufacturers have moved some of their chains away from China on the manufacturing. So Taiwan went up 22%. India went up 12%. And then South Korea went up about 12%. So that's another dynamic shift. I think with the trade tariffs and such, businesses are looking for other opportunities without the headache.
Hmm.
Now, if I had to ask you a question, if you get this right, George.
Oh, yeah, the stumper. Here we go.
So millennials today compared to someone their age 30 years ago, financially, are they better or worse off?
Wow. Better. I would agree with George. I could be wrong with you.
And the answer I have is wrong. Because after adjusting for the impact of inflation, an average millennial in 2019 has a net worth 41% less than the net worth of a similar adult 30 years ago, 1989.
Is that based on student loans or something, or...?
And it's probably based on their debt, so yeah. I would say that. But I also think, you know, they're pretty timid on taking risks. I mean, I've talked to a couple in my office and talked to some younger people. And I don't know if they were brought up in the 08 downturn where they saw families, you know, got the houses repos or,
maybe.
You know, maybe parents can make their car payment. I don't know. But a lot of them are. But here's the other thing about them, that they actually have the highest savings rate. Compared to even the baby boomers.
Well, and that would be consistent with what you just said, you know, aversion to risk.
Yeah.
You know, savings rate for a millennial seems weird. I mean, that kids don't, they spend what they have, I would think.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Well, if you're living with mom and dad, it makes saving a little easier. Anyway, so I hope you're a millennial out there. I think it's age, 19 to 34 or something. You got to do something to put yourself in the right position. So 15, 20, 30 years from now, you're in a good position. And
mm-hmm.
if you're not doing anything, you know, before we take a break here, Google it and figure out what your next plan is for 2020. Get on track. And we'll take a break here. This is Money Talk, 5:06 a.m.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Welcome back, Yuma. Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU, 344-5258, 344-KBLU. Morning, Tom. How you doing?
Hey, good.
Yeah, good. Russ?
I'm well, man. I think it's going to be a great year.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I like the feel of things, the business end of things, and we know there's still money coming in for investment in these opportunity zones. They're just getting spooled up that Ben Carson's been working on. And,
Have you heard much going on around Yuma with that? I mean, I know there's some opportunity zones in Yuma, but...
There are, but I have not.
Because they were hoping some outside money would come in, right?
Yeah.
These fat cats would basically scout different places in the United States and see what makes sense.
Because the opportunity zones traditionally are just in inner cities, blighted inner cities and stuff, but now they're in rural communities also that need an extra hand, and... I didn't know where in Yuma they are, but I knew there was something all over.
Yeah. No, there's some in Yuma. At one point I saw a little bit of a map. I think some of it's downtown, too.
It makes sense.
Yeah, and some of those older houses and stuff.
That's awesome. So, Tom, you were talking about millennials and had a couple financial resolutions here that go in with what you were talking about. And create a budget and pay yourself first. I know you always... talk about that, and people get busy with life and spending money, and you're talking about net worth and trying to figure out where your money's going, but And everybody thinks, oh, a budget, that's easy to do. But how many people really do have a budget, and how many people, you know, look at it and say, well, I better be paying myself first, whether that's a Roth IRA, 401k, some type of way to save for retirement and be able to put your money away, you know, that's going to help you later in life.
The easiest way is to do it off your paycheck, right? Because if it never hits your bank account, you never spend it. So those are retirement accounts, 403Bs, 401Ks. So that'd be ideal. And then you could also put money into, you know, IRAs or Roth IRAs. The best thing to do that I've seen people that have the most success is they set up a monthly installment from their bank account. So they just put away so much a month. And usually, you know, they hit on the 1st or maybe the 15th. But that money would just go in automatically. And that's another way. Because you'd be amazed at how many times people say, you know, okay, I'm going to give you so much a month. I don't want to set it up systematically. I'm just going to come in here and give you a check every month.
Yeah.
And about that lasts for about 2 months. And then car breaks down, Christmas comes, you know, something happens. So whatever you're doing, set it up systematically. And then every now and then, try to increase it. I mean, especially if you get a raise, or I know minimum wages went up this year a little bit in Arizona.
$1 an hour.
Yep.
So is it 12 now or
13?
It's 13 an hour now?
It's 12. Yeah, it went 12, from 11 to 12. My apologies. I'm jumping ahead.
Yeah.
You're right. It's 12.
But that's what, an 8% increase? I mean, give or take.
It's crazy.
So that's the area that you can give. The other thing that, if you're a millennial or anybody out there, when you sign up for a retirement plan through work, put in a percentage of your pay. Don't do a dollar amount, because basically if you get raises over the next 10 years, you get a percentage, it's going to go up over time. Or if you put in a dollar amount, and they let you do either one, the dollar amount will stay the same until you change it. So that's another tip. Like that one, George?
I do like that one. I also like the, like you're saying, if you put money away, could be after tax, or you're starting to pad your savings account a little bit, because that'll help you plan for big ticket items. Car breaks down, you know, you hear people saying, oh, I live paycheck to paycheck, I can't help myself. If you have an AC unit or something happens where you don't have money in the bank to pay for that, it can put a strain on you.
Yeah. Well, the financial books say you should keep about 6 months of all your bills somewhere relatively safe and liquid. So if you're spending, you know, $2,500 a month, 6 months, so you need about, give or take, $15,000 somewhere. The other thing, too, that I notice with people, a little trick of the trade, is when you have access to your money, like a savings or a checking, people would go to those a lot quicker and easier, you know. And if you had the money in a different type of an account that maybe didn't have checking on it or didn't have an ATM card, so you'd literally have to go down and withdraw money when you wanted something, that would kind of probably deter you from making purchases that you probably don't need. That's one of the benefits of having a investment account, is you can, A, invest money in different areas besides money market CDs, but, you know, when you want money from our accounts, you sell, it takes about 3 days to settle up the money, 3 business days, and then by the time you get an ACH check through the mail, it's probably another 2 days. So you're really on a five-day delay, and that, believe it or not, people are, I'm not saying lazy, but you have to do a little bit of effort. You probably just won't do anything. So it sits there, so that's good.
Yeah, I'll ask a client if they want debit or check writing privileges on their account, and they're like, no, I don't, because that way I'll leave it more and be less apt to write a check or take money out. So
every now and then, something passes through Congress, no one ever pays attention to it, and all of a sudden you read about it, and you say, where did this come from? So we just had, about 3 weeks ago, they passed a Secure Act, which was one of the things that's going to affect a lot of people. And I know I talked about it last time I was on here, but I want to kind of bring it up again. Some of it's good. I think some of it's bad, so we're just going to go through it. But the main change is they are making your required minimum distribution to be 72 instead of 70.5. So they haven't increased that amount for a long time. So they think people are going to be living longer, so they're increasing it from 70.5 to 72. And that's called a required minimum distribution. And any type of retirement account or 401k pre-tax, you have to basically withdraw money or the government will penalize you 50%. Now, here's the kicker, and if you're listening, pay attention. So if you're presently 70.5 this doesn't apply to you. It's for new people in 2020, 21 that are turning 70 and a half. They can wait till they're 72. So one of my clients is like 71 and said, well, I won't pull out this next year. But they have to. So don't get caught up in that.
So if they turn 70 and a half anytime during 19 or earlier.
Well, 2020 is right.
Right, but if you turn 70 and a half in 2019, you had to take an RMD and you don't get to delay it till 72. You're not grandfathered in or whatever.
Well, if you took it in 19, you got to continue to take it.
Correct.
Anything after 20, it's a choice.
If you turn 70 and a half in this year, 2020, then you can wait till 72.
Correct. One of the things that has happened that I think is a big negative is they basically did away with the idea of having a stretch IRA account. So you kind of heard that lingo before. But basically what that means is if you inherited a retirement account from anybody besides your spouse, the old days, because you can't do this anymore, they would take your life expectancy. So the IRS had life expectancy all the way up to like age 95. So say if you're 40 years old, inherited an IRA account from your parents, they would actually let you stretch that out over like a 45-year period. You still would have to take a minimum distribution, but it'd be like, you know, less than 1%. But that money can continue to grow, and that can be used toward that person's retirement planning. Well, they've done away with that. So the stretch IRA, if you inherit a retirement account from anybody besides your spouse, the funds have to be withdrawn within 10 years, 100% withdrawn. And 100% withdrawn means you're probably paying 100% tax, unless it's like a Roth or something. But so technically, I think that's a bad thing because, you know, with my experience, if you look at usually when people inherit money in that, they're probably in the late 40s, early 50s. Because, you know, parents are living to like 75 or so. And at that point in their life, they do not need to have money, you know, withdrawn and pay income tax. If anything, they need help saving for retirement. So I think that's a huge negative.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of interesting because with the 70 and a half rule, I'm sure the government's thinking, well, wait a minute, we're going to be basically a year and a half, 2 years delayed on receiving, you know, income tax or receiving taxes on the RMDs, so then they make up for it with the beneficiary one.
So they're expecting over the next decade that this would bring in $16 billion of additional revenue, is what the government kind of forecasted. Now, if you have kids that are minors, and in Arizona, I believe the minor is 8, if you're under 18.
Mm-hmm.
It can stay in an IRA account, but once they become of legal age, then they have 10 years to withdraw. So imagine if you're an 18-year-old and got a big lump sum IRA money from grandpa. You get to pull that out over the next 10 years.
Over 10 years,
Life is going to be good, right? So I don't know. That's kind of a disappointment because I think people need, the average American is underfunded. I think the average time frame is about 12 to 13 years. So I think they need every help they can get. If they inherit something, it'd be nice to keep it there, but that's going away.
So one of the things also to look at, Tom, is updating your beneficiaries, make sure your beneficiaries are all in order on your retirement account, wills, of course. And then trust. So if you're looking at possibly, you know, creating your own trust, you can do that online or hiring a trust attorney or an estate attorney. That's something to look at for the new year, too. I wonder if that would come into play because I know, you know, some people, when they set up their trust, they'll say, okay, the kids, they have this money. It's going to pay them out this much for life. And maybe from an IRA standpoint, if it's now 10 years, that would be different. You only have 10 years to take it. But that's a good estate strategy if you think, you know, if you have some kids that you think are just going to blow it, which when I was 18, if I inherited a bunch of money, I mean, it wouldn't last very long.
Oh, but you'd have a nice car.
Exactly. So that's a good thing to look at as far as estate and trust planning for this new year, too, as well. So we're up against our second break. Money Talk, AM560 KBLU. We'll be right back.
Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and the home of Yuma's coolest indoor shooting range right next door. So you can shop and shoot in air-conditioned comfort. You can try before you buy, sight in your favorite firearm, or hone your skills. And the best part is, the Sprague's pros are right there to answer any questions or help you in any way. And of course, take your best shot with Federal Premium Ammunition. Since 1921, Federal Premium Ammunition has been a part of America's hunting and shooting landscape. Make every shot count with Federal Premium Ammunition.
And it's time to get outside. It's open season in the desert southwest. That means open dove and quail season. Duck and goose open now, too. And don't forget archery deer. Over-the-counter deer tags available right now.
So a quick recap, the range is open. Don't forget the Federal Premium Ammunition.
And open season in the desert southwest.
And it's all happening at Sprague Sports. Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning, I'm Aziza Schuler with your KYMA News 11 update. Minimum wage increases coming to the state of Arizona. Although several small business owners don't agree with the increase, the minimum is now $12 an hour. The last major pay raise was in 2018. Starting in 2021, the wage will rise at the same rate as the cost of living. Election Day is only 2 months away, and there are some very important races Valley voters need to be aware of. County supervisor races to be on the lookout for are District 2, 3, and 4 in the Imperial Valley. An important date to keep in mind is February 17th. That's the deadline to register to vote. And in the city of Yuma, there will be another drop-off site for those who wish to just safely dispose of their natural Christmas trees. It'll be at the corner of 13th Street and 3rd Avenue from 7 a.m. till 4 p.m. until next Friday. Thank you for watching KYMA News 11. We will see you right back here for more news.
The opinions voiced in the show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, LPL Financial, and any other third party referenced in this show.
With Americans enjoying
entities.
Longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush here, George Davis, Yuma Investment Group. And we just made it past the new year and looking for 2020, see what's going to take place. You have any big plans or trips on the way, George?
I know big ticket? I do. I have a couple. My wife got pretty excited about a couple concerts coming up.
She knows about them?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, she does. So we got
Kelly Clarkson.
Really?
Yeah.
American Idol fan, are you?
No, my son, he's a...
Nothing wrong with that.
Sophomore, yeah. You know,
it's all good. So
that's in Vegas later this year, and then we got a... I can't remember the other guy's name. But anyway, I'll think of it.
No Diamond?
So no, I doubt it.
No, he's pretty popular. He's got one funky name, so...
Yeah.
But anyway, Tom, one of the things I was thinking, another... resolution would be to calculate your personal net worth annually. So that's more like a very long-term plan, but I know a lot of people probably don't know what their net worth is. And you know, don't get frustrated if it goes up and down with the market. You know, the market's very efficient.
Yeah, or if it has red ink, you know, just...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's nice to know. So you just basically, you don't have to make it complicated. Just subtract your liabilities from your assets and see what your net worth is. And
guys got
over time,
guys got
each year, do that.
Phone call,
all right,
man. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Say, you mentioned Neil Diamond there. What, are you a Neil Diamond fan?
Yeah, you know, I like his music. I like the older stuff.
Yeah, he's only been around for 60 years, but the poor guy's got Parkinson's now, but he's still writing and producing music, so more power to him.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, how about you? You have a New Year's resolution for financially for yourself?
No, because I probably won't live out the year, so I've got a bunch of money.
Well, at least that's a plan, you know. All right, buddy,
well,
take care.
Well, that's, if that's the case, make sure that money goes where you want it to go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good point, because one of my resolutions, I broke mine into categories, Tom, and I was thinking about it on the way here and see what you think, okay? So, finance... Because sometimes people not worry, but try to think of what they should do for a New Year's resolution, like Russ here. And so finance is one category if you want to, think about that. And we talked about starting a Roth IRA, your 401k, of course, college savings plans for your kids, things like that.
We've been eliminating some debt, so figure out what debt you have that has the highest rate of charge that they're charging you, and try to knock that out.
Eliminating debt's a good one. I remember you telling me if you had 3 credit cards, some people say take the credit card with the highest
interest
rate and hit that one first. But not necessarily. I think another strategy is to
Dave Ramsey strategy, yeah. Take the smaller one, knock that out, and start putting the money towards the next one,
Yeah, yeah. Take the one with the least balance. Not necessarily the highest interest rate. And then
you're
free up
success.
That money.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that'll help also increase your annual net worth. The other one is another category is family. So some type of New Year's resolution for your family. And I know that...
I thought you were going to give us yours. So financially, what are you doing, George?
Oh, I'm starting a college savings plan for my son.
He's like a senior? Good job, George.
Yeah. So, hey... This isn't
never
poking fun or anything. No, it's not too late. Third grade, Tom.
you're going to start it for your senior because he's probably going to go to grad school. Too.
Is it? Yeah.
Smart kid, right?
Huh?
The oldest one's a pretty smart kid.
Yeah, he's a sophomore at Cibola. He's an A student.
Big chess player. Tennis player.
And tennis. Beat you at tennis, Tom.
So,
family's the other one. This one... Okay, I'll tell you this one because we go to Starbucks way too much.
Uh-oh.
So this one also counts for family and...
It's double, huh?
And financial. Yeah, it doubles over. So as a family, we decided we're only going to go twice a month instead of like 4 times a week.
Oh, man. I didn't know you guys are that...
Oh, man.
Are you on the
20? What is that? 20 times 4, is that $80 a week times 4, $250 a month. Yeah.
To go to Starbucks.
Are you on the rewards?
Well, they love the mango dragon fruit. Both my kids do. So we got 4 of those, and that's $24 a pop.
Hey, I hope you're on the rewards program, are you?
Oh, yeah. But it doesn't...
Makes you feel a little better, right? Get a free drink every 3 months or something?
Health, of course, is another category. But make sure you're specific. Not just, hey, I'm just going to get more healthy, I'm going to eat better.
Lose weight or...
Yeah, if you're going to do a lose weight, like I'm 220 pounds, I'd like to get to 200. And I can track that and keep track of it and see if I really am.
So what's your goal in that area?
Join the gym. What's that?
What's your plan on that in that area?
To work out and eat better.
How many times a week, George? You got to be specific.
Oh, I got to be specific. Okay, let's go for 4, Tom.
4 times a week?
To work out. Yeah.
I will bet you that will not happen.
Okay, betting against coworkers, not betting against coworkers was another resolution.
Obviously, you've lost a bet or two, I think.
Okay, so another category is religion. Whether you're religious or not, I mean, if you are, you know, do something like whether it's, hey, I'm going to go to church every week or pray or something
study
like
more,
that.
Study more, yeah.
study more, learn something more.
So that, you put spiritual in there.
Spiritual,
that's
there
nice.
You go.
Yeah,
no, there's actually some apps out there that you can find that are very simple, but they will, I mean, because, you know, like, I don't go to church every day, but I found a couple of good apps that will pay for, like, 5 minutes and just let you think about something. So nowadays with phones, you can usually do something that's more in touch spiritually, but...
Help the personal stress down, too.
Well, you've covered a whole gambit from financial, family, spiritual, Starbucks. Got the whole thing
in
there.
Thank you, Russ. Thank you. And I have another seven to go.
Hey, let me tell you the name of this app, because I think your listeners will like this.
Okay.
Download this app.
All right, good.
It's called the God Minute.
So, oh, really?
G-O-D-M-I-N-U-T-E.
Oh, okay.
So it was only for like maybe 5-7 minutes,
mm-hmm.
but just enough to get you thinking, you know?
I have a new app, too. It's called My Limit. Let you know when you're drunk.
Oh, yeah. You have to put in your weight.
You have to add how. Yeah, put in your weight and everything. Yeah, you keep adding the drinks to let you know when you're drunk. Yeah. Put that one in there too.
No, are you
serious? Right next to the My God Minute.
I think the iPhone has some type of contraption where you can blow into it and get your alcohol test.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah, I heard about that. I mean, I think you have to pay something extra to get it on the top, but it would do that. I don't know.
I think that's a vicious rumor, but that'd be cool.
They have apps that can do everything, but yeah, it's pretty cool. All right, this one, you'll like this one, Tom. Marriage.
Wow. Good for you.
Significant other, whatever.
Yeah.
What's your goal?
Well, just anything.
To stay married.
I'm just trying to think of different categories. Yeah, to stay married.
I didn't know. I was letting him decide.
Like, Teresa likes to go to the movies, so maybe make a conscious effort.
Yeah,
once a month, we go see a movie.
It's pretty nice. Do these align themselves with Teresa? Does she have similar goals, or is she going to think... Is she going to know that you're coming?
She does not have similar... I don't know if she does or not. You talk to her about this.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
I would put that as a goal, too, to talk to Teresa once in a while.
Before you go to the movies, make sure you go to the Starbucks.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of... She wanted to meet me this morning at the Coffee Bean. So I was able to dodge the Starbucks one and keep the resolution going by going to the Coffee Bean instead.
Yeah, that's really not working now.
All right, Russ, here you go.
What's that?
Career.
Okay, that's good to be in there.
Yeah.
You are hitting the good ones.
Well, thank you very much. So something to get your boss to notice you, how you can contribute to your job better, whether that's some type of certification or some type of way to, you know, make yourself stand out, whether that's
right.
some...
Or even a resume to look for something else. Well, that's what you're doing, George. I'm just saying, you know,
I look for
a higher position.
You got an app for that? You got an app for a resume? I can improve that.
I do. I do have one. But no, those are good deals. A lot of people don't think about that.
No, they don't.
But the best time to look for work is when you have the job. When you have the job, that's when you look for work, because that's where you're going to benefit.
Yeah,
you know,
a good point.
And I got some recommendations on
that. If you don't ask, the answer is no. I mean, if I come up to you, Russ, hey, I know that, you know, I've been doing a great job for you and stuff, and I want to make extra 50 cents an hour. No? Okay, well, thanks. At least I asked. You know what I mean?
No, it's not a good ask. I'll tell you off air. I'll tell you off air how to get that accomplished better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so here, this one's for Tom. Kindness.
Ooh, is that his goal or yours?
He's implying I need to make it less kindness because I got so much kindness.
He's too nice in the office and stuff. He goes out of his way, so I need to make sure. No, I mean, seriously, it's a two-way street with your
It's
a two-way street with your employees. You know, we ask a lot of them. We're like, do this, do that. Make sure you get this done. And you don't stop and think about it. And, you know, give them a compliment. Do something nice for them. Maybe you have a coworker that you don't get along with. And you've never really given the effort to say, you know what, I'm just going to be nice to him this day and see what happens.
Take him to lunch?
Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we will...
In between the beatings.
We'll be right back. This is When They Talk, AM560 KBLU.
K
Hagerberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Derek Hagerberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush here, George Davis. We're going through a couple ideas of what people can do for the new year, 2020.
And as advertised, I gave you off air how to ask for a raise. You got that, right?
I got that.
All right, use it and tell me how it works. Although your boss is sitting here and he may have get her listened in. He's already ready.
So 2020, a new decade, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
New decade.
New census.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what else do you have for us? Are you done with your...
No, I'm not done.
You have a very comprehensive list. I like it. I'm impressed.
Thank you, Russ. And I would like to help our listeners out here with some advice that Russ was talking about during break. I think it's some great advice. So when you are talking to your employer,
right,
the way to discuss about, you know, making more money or moving up the ladder would be to go to the employer and say, look, I really enjoy my job. I enjoy working here. This is what I've accomplished. This is what I've done to, you know, progress myself in the business, but I need some help. I need a favor. I'm hitting a roadblock here and I want to do, you know, more for the company and move up. How can you help me do that?
Perfect. See, every employer in the world loves that employee. Oh, gosh, yeah. As an employer, that's who you want working for you. Mm-hmm. The guy that's thinking along those terms versus the guy that comes to you and says, I need more money. You don't respect what I've done. You don't understand how much I've done for you. And as much as I've done, I deserve more because the guy next to me makes more and he's an idiot. Okay, no boss wants to hear that. You know, you're pretty much, well, it's like, Tom, let me help you fill out a resume.
So going to your boss saying, hey, I got in some sports debt that I need to get paid off. I need a raise. That wouldn't fly.
No. Memorize the company goals. You know where the company's going and talk in the boss's interest, not yours.
Mm-hmm. or the mission statement. All right. Here we go, Tom. Another category for 2020 resolutions, charity.
Wow.
You don't have to tell me about charity, George.
Yeah, I know you don't, because you are a charity case.
He already hired
me. Hey,
no, that can be, you know, just pretty much speaks for itself. If you're, volunteering the food bank, Crossroads Mission, they all need, help financially, obviously. I like what we do at work. We started, I think it was 2 years now, Tom. We do Casual for a Cause, and that's on Fridays. You notice, Russ, I've got my new investment group polo on.
There you go.
Tom's not contributing today, but he started it. So we're giving him credit there.
I got to match it, so that's right.
Yeah. So we'll pick a charity at our Christmas party this year. We'll pick a charity with Amberley's Place this time.
Yeah, so it's a drawing. Everyone puts in a local charity, and then we draw.
We draw, and that's our charity for the year. And every Friday, you pay $5, and Human Investment Group matches it.
Wow.
So each employee is $10, and we build that up for the entire year, and then we donate that to the charity.
How much was it last year? Was it almost close to 1,000, was it?
I don't know, at least.
900, 900?
Well, we look at 10 bucks an employee, and we have, 14 employees, that's 140 a week.
So more than that, everybody jumps in on that.
Yeah, right? But I don't know if everyone does it, right?
Most do.
I think it was like 1,500 or something.
Well, Tom, check.
Tom's telling you he doesn't remember matching that much, is what he's telling.
It's because the wife's a bookkeeper.
Yeah, he doesn't match. All right, next one, Tom.
Hey, one thing about charity, is when you write a check out, that's money out of your account. I get it. Some people don't like to give that way. But with these tax credits, a lot of these things have these Arizona tax credits. It's literally would you rather pay it to the state of Arizona and let them decide for how they're going to spend your money, or would you like to divert it to a nonprofit?
Right.
So people who understood the tax credits better, I think people would give more. I think that's, something. You gotta understand that.
Well, you have up till April 15th now. I don't know, I've mentioned it before, but they changed it a couple of years. It used to be calendar year, but you can still do your Arizona state tax credit through...
So that gives you an opportunity to figure out your taxes so you don't know how much...
Right,
got.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like
it's
that.
It's a one-for-one credit from Arizona State.
You got a phone call, guys. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Well, they didn't want to talk to us.
That was the Amberley's alert.
Yeah. Oh, that was you calling, George?
Yeah, I was calling in.
Okay.
The show. No, I was reading my text from all our fans out there. I get quite a few while we're on the radio. All right, Tom, children. So do something for your kids.
What do you have in mind?
Play catch with my son.
Oh, so it's spending a time, quality
once
time.
A week.
George wants to take him to Starbucks more often.
So it's a quality time thing.
Oh, he likes baseball. And
that's great.
The old school of playing catch with your dad and your son.
Yeah.
I like that. And I don't do it every week.
It's a wonderful thing.
That's a lot of exercise, George, playing catch.
I do dance every week.
You teach him some
You do dance every week.
Yeah, that's with my granddaughter.
Okay, see?
I'm the designated Uber driver to make sure she gets to dance and dressed on time.
Nice.
To make sure.
And you watch her, probably.
Oh, sometimes I join.
Okay.
But she's 2 years old. And she,
teach your kid some UFC moves so he can, choke someone out or something, George.
Oh, my God. So, but this day and age, seriously, Russ, with, the kids are on their tablets and they're on their Xboxes and... They don't get out and get active enough and do stuff with their parents enough, I don't think. So.
And you're right to set the example. Do it with versus saying go do it. There's a big difference.
All right, Tom, you'll like this one. How much are we doing on time? This is a personal goal.
Uh-oh.
Personal New Year's resolution. So one that you know, because everybody knows that they have something they need to improve on.
So you're talking about personal growth.
No, not necessarily. Like, let's say, for example, you vape.
Oh, so.
And you want to quit vaping. Okay. Because that's going to help your health. That's going to help financially. Okay. But you don't want to, tell everybody, because in case you fail, then you feel like, I didn't accomplish it.
Yeah.
So you just kind of keep it to yourself. It's a personal goal, whether it's, I don't know. Maybe
so it's a stealth goal.
It's a stealth goal. Like,
well,
not going to broadcast.
But something that's, not going to broadcast. So if you blow it, you don't have to tell everybody, how'd you do? Like, last year I didn't drink. I went the whole year without drinking.
Wow.
Why? I just wanted to get healthier, show I could do it. It's not like I'm an alcoholic or anything. I just wanted to, you know, save some money, get in better shape, and not drink the whole year. So I did it. But I wasn't, people were like, oh, you drink yet? You drink yet? You drink yet? And if I didn't accomplish it, I would be like, yeah, I blew it.
Well, just so you know, we're giving him a lie detector test to make sure it happened.
So it's nice that you have an office of support.
Exactly. Yeah, the Christmas party. But anyway, just things like that where you're doing your own personal goal and you just kind of keep it to yourself, whatever it is. And then that way you'll know.
Hey,
so what's good about it? This year, I'm not telling that one.
Oh, okay.
Tom. He'd get thrown in jail if he had told people.
Yeah. Nothing you admit on social media, right? I understand.
All right. Here you go, Tom's.
So the
go
bigger
ahead.
Thing,
how
I,
about yours?
The bigger things I think you need to do is write these down, put it somewhere, and look at it maybe once a month. Figure out how it is. Like people, you ask them 4 or 5 months into it, they don't even remember what they're. So write it down and look at it.
Mm-hmm, that's genius. You know what I put down here?
Okay.
Write it down so you can make sure you feel progress. Remember those.
Notepad?
I still have one. The notepad with the calendars on it. Everyone uses their watches. I'm a planner. Thank you. A daily planner.
Yeah.
There you go. And that's your goals. And in there, that way you can write the day, what you did. Maybe you gave to charity. Maybe you went an extra day without it.
If you keep that at work, lock it up. I don't want these guys getting in.
And you have them written down there. That one. That's a good point.
Yeah.
All right. Ready, Tom? Protection.
What kind of protection?
That's a goal?
Security?
Protection. Like protect your family, yourself, your business.
Okay.
Because it's a good time to evaluate. I don't know. Are you okay with...
Like, what's the biggest risk that you're taking? Like,
anything. Yeah, any type of risk. A lot of people walking around, no life insurance. A lot of people walking around, no auto insurance. Is your comp and collision enough? What's your deductible? Do you have an umbrella? Do you have an HSA? Do you have...
I thought you meant getting laser sights on your gun. I didn't know what you meant.
Now, that could be it, too. Self-protection.
Self-protection? Okay, yeah, self-protection. But I was thinking of
alarm
protection...
Alarm system at your house.
Protecting... You know, all these things, your family, your business, just evaluating to make sure that you have the proper, whether
security.
It's wealth protection, security, anything like that.
Yeah, and I think that comes in all, whether it's financial security or physical security, alarm systems on the house.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter has a great little camera on her front door that she gets on her cell phone. If anyone comes or goes on her front door, a little cell phone, which we're having a 2-year-old at home, if somebody walks out that front door, automatically the motion detector goes off and she looks at a picture. The 2-year-old walked out the front door, she would get the picture immediately on her cell phone.
Yeah.
I like it. That's a good security.
I think the guy who did that was on Shark Tank and he promoted it. Yeah.
That was a great
Made
deal.
Made a lot of money. Yeah.
Ring.
Great deal. Yeah, Ring. And they got bought out by Amazon or somebody?
Yeah. One of them.
Yeah, actually got bought out.
There's a couple other ones now too, but it's Sean in our office has that. So I'm probably happy I told everybody. But he'll show me, goes, oh, look who's coming to my door. He'll show me the guys walk up, whether it's...
Like, seeing the old scam kids.
A couple
of
Jehovah's or something, but somebody's coming to the door to pass things out. And I'm like, I was kind of hoping for some action, but yeah.
Yeah, and you get to find the porch pirates, you know, the guys that steal your Amazon boxes. And you get pictures of them.
If you live in Dome Valley, they don't do that out there.
So anyway, that's it.
You got 1 minute. That's it.
That's it.
You're down to the last minute.
Yeah.
So Tom, you get to go. You got 1 minute to go through your list.
We'll do that next time.
Yeah, that's good. But anyway, Tom's right though. If you're with your resolutions, a lot of people make them and they make a few. I went through a bunch of categories just to give you ideas.
Yeah.
But write them down, keep track of them. You don't have to do them all. Do and keep them simple, and trackable.
And doable.
That's the key.
Kind of
and doable. Yeah. Yeah. And if it's
And something that makes a difference, absolutely.
Right, right. So, all right. Well, this is Money Talk, and we're going to wrap up another show. It's Happy Friday, everybody, and this is a new decade. Like Russ said, everybody have a prosperous new year and healthy and
safe. Yep.
Yep. All right. Take care.
The
opinions voiced in the show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate to you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, LPL Financial, and any other third party referenced in this show are separate entities.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.